Hello, you. Hope to might catch you, but obviously not. Will you give me a ring? If you hadn't guessed already, I'm dying to speak to you.
Hey.
Loads of love. Bye, night.
I'm the one who gets up early around here. Let me guess. Mads?
I didn't want to disturb you. Thought I might catch her.
At this time? She only got back yesterday. She must be shattered.
Yeah, I know, but...
Ian, she'll call in her own good time.
But...
You've already left about 15 messages.
Four.
Okay, four.
Well, I just want to get on with things.
I know you do.
If I hadn't committed to this judging at the Flower and Produce...
It what?
I don't know, I'll drive down to London and see her.
Just leave it. She'll ring you.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's typical, isn't it? Your first Sunday off in ages, and we've both got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
What time do you reckon you'll be finished?
I don't know. Well, I think they only need me for about an hour.
Right. That gives me an incentive. If Jeff and I crack on, I'll meet you for a drink afterwards. Okay?
Bit more sugar. Oh, Phil.
This is it, is it? The great creation.
I hope so.
Well, it looks like a pretty normal sponge cake to me.
It is.
No, not that your normal sponges aren't delicious.
Thanks. I've had enough practice. No, the green bit comes with the icing.
Yes, so I see.
What?
It's a bit lurid, isn't it? Are you trying to work on Ian's subconscious, the emerald isle?
That's a thought.
What about all those E-numbers?
No, actually...
I have to say, I'm surprised at you, Jo.
No, it isn't for...
You don't have to rely on some chemical concoction.
What is that?
Well, what do you think?
How did you get that? It's not mould, is it?
No, of course it's not mould.
What is it then?
Hemp.
Hemp?
Well, yes, hemp flour.
Is it safe to eat?
Well, of course it is. It's not the same as cannabis, Jill.
It's related, isn't it?
Well, of course it's safe to eat. Safer than all those chemicals in yours, anyway.
Gently does it.
Careful.
Benji, how long did we spend making this thing? I'm not going to wreck it now, am I?
David!
Oh!
Dad!
All right. There. Safe on the bonnet.
We nearly dropped it.
I did not.
Hello.
Sophie.
Hello, Ben.
Hi.
Ben, you go in and find Mum. See if she's found where to put your sunflower.
Okay. Don't touch that again till I come back.
Okay.
You've got your orders.
Yeah, as usual. Oh, I didn't think you'd actually come.
Why not? I always loved the Flower and Produce.
Did you?
Yes, very fond memories. Mm. Well, they all are, really.
Good. You know, it doesn't start just yet.
Oh, yeah, I thought I'd pop into the bowl. I don't suppose you're...
Oh, I'm sorry, we've got to get home, you know, pick up Pip and Josh.
Oh, never mind. Thank you so much for dinner, by the way. Ruth is just lovely. And such a good cook.
Well, yes, to both.
I bet she's ended loads of things today.
No, actually, we tend to leave that to Mum and Dad. There's quite enough rivalry there.
Your dad was telling me about his cake. It sounds very interesting.
Yes. Mum's just told me. Let's hope no one tips off the police.
Afternoon.
Hello, Jack. How are you?
Very well, thanks. You?
Yeah, great. You remember Sophie, don't you?
Of course.
Hello.
I haven't seen you for a while.
No.
Funny that. We usually run into each other in the shop, don't we? All those mouths to feed. It's no wonder you're always down there.
No, Jack.
I don't know how she does it, do you? Hey, David. Coping with you and the children and the farm?
No.
Jack! Peggy's looking for you.
Is she?
She's taken your entries inside. She thought you were following her.
Oh, dear. We got chatting, didn't we? I was just saying to David's wife here.
No, Jack. This is Sophie. She and David used to go out, but David married Ruth.
Hey.
Let's go and find Peggy, shall we? And I'll point Ruth out, and then you'll see.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Poor old chap.
Yeah. Alzheimer's.
Oh. He was such a fantastic businessman.
I know. Scary, isn't it?
Still, the past can be a very nice place to be.
Ian?
Hello, Phil. I've only just got here.
Yes. Well, before the whole thing starts, I wonder if I could have a word.
Are you sure? We don't want any accusations of nobbling the judge.
What? Oh, no, no. I only wanted to ask, how you're interpreting the word green in the green culinary items.
Interpreting?
Yes. I mean, are you taking it to mean green in its wider context?
Apart from the colour green, you mean?
Precisely.
Look, Phil, I mean, if I'm right in assuming you've entered something, we really shouldn't be having this conversation.
I'm not saying you've got to construe it one way or the other. I'm just interested.
To be honest, all that interests me is the taste.
Oh.
I mean, that's really the only thing I can judge on, but, you know, certainly in the wider
context. Has anyone seen Peggy? Oh. I've lost her again.
She's right there, Jack, with Christine.
Oh, yes. Well, that's all right, then. It's so busy.
Yes, we've had a record number of entries.
Well, we're lucky to have such a thriving show, really.
It all bodes well for the auction at the end.
Oh, that's my favourite bit. That's when I first realised Peggy was a woman for me, you know. When I bid for a plate of her scones.
Oh.
That's the real test of who the winner is.
Yeah, that's true, when the public have their say. Oh, sorry, if you'll excuse me.
Yes, of course.
Hello? Oh, Adam.
That's a very pretty dress Ruth's got on.
I'm sorry?
I was talking to her earlier. Don't very often see her in a dress, do we?
No. Has she changed, then?
What?
Well, she was in her jeans when I saw her.
Jack, where did you get to? One minute you were right beside me and the
it's
next...
It's all right. I can see Peggy now. She keeps disappearing.
I don't think it's Peggy who's missing.
I'll be starting the judging soon, shooing us out. She better not try any of her tricks then.
You just go over and stay with her now, all right? I'll watch you go.
It's not me who needs watching.
Well, bye, Jack. See you later.
Yeah, see you.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
He's not at all with it today, is he?
He is not. I mean, Ruth's not wearing a dress, is she?
Don't be silly.
Well, Jack said she was. He said he'd been talking to her.
Oh, I know who he means. He saw Sophie with David.
Oh, Sophie's here?
Yes, and Jack was chuntering away as if they were married to each other.
Oh, well, I suppose he remembers.
Yes, of course he does.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Yes, well, it could have been. Though they both seem quite happy to go along with it.
Third for Ben's sunflower.
Hey!
And second for his garden on a plate.
Only second? I did most of that.
You didn't?
Yeah. All those little shrubs around the pond.
You're not supposed to help.
Oh, come on, he's only four. All the parents help.
What a cheat. Oh. I thought they'd done it all themselves.
I wish.
Well, shall we do the flowers now? I love that section.
Yeah, okay.
Ruth's been very good letting me monopolise you.
Rubbish. Glad to get rid of me.
Oh, I don't see why she should be. You're still okay, aren't you, for our little subcommittee meeting tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Lower Loxley at 11.
Good. The fuchsias!
Ooh, just a bit eye-popping, isn't it?
Good with grey.
Sorry?
Oh, just thinking. It might be quite a nice bridge through to my black and aubergine for next autumn.
Now I know why people's eyes glaze over when farmers go on about the RPA and the SFP.
Sorry. Can't help it.
No, it's great. It's just... Well, yours is such a different world. And you're obviously so good at it.
Well, did you think I wouldn't be?
No, I mean... Yes, I did. Don't know what I thought. We didn't really...
Oh, this is so silly. We should have stayed in touch.
Yes, we should.
You've seen the results, I suppose.
No, we haven't done the produce yet.
Did you?
Nothing. Highly commended for your mother, but nothing for me.
Oh.
Oh, bad luck.
Ian's note said he thought my cake was too dense.
Well, Mum said it was quite a weight.
And had a curious aftertaste.
Oh, dear.
Jess still drilling. I'll have to go back. Gonna have to get Neil and Eddie in for some shifts.
Sounds like it.
Don't see why I should kill myself for Matt Crawford. Or for Debbie, for that matter.
Oh, well, I'm going off Debbie a bit myself.
Ah, at last.
Yeah, now she's got a nicer car than me.
Oh, thanks very much. Thanks for the support.
Well...
If that's all you've got to worry about.
It isn't. I've still heard nothing from Mads.
Oh, Ian.
I mean, is she back? I don't even know. I mean, I'm leaving these messages on her mobile and at home.
You can try her at work tomorrow, can't you? Anyway, look, let's grab a table. What are you having?
Anything. Anything to get the taste of Phil's so-called cake out of my mouth.
It can't have been that bad. He's a pretty good cook.
It took me the best part of 10 minutes to saw myself off a piece and about 20 to chew it.
What was in it, then?
Hemp.
What?
No, it's fine in bread. You use about 10% hemp to normal flour, but to get the greenish colour, Phil had gone mad. It must have been about 50-50.
Not good.
It's horrible, far too heavy.
You're lucky that was the only side effect.
Yeah, probably. It was the talking point of the afternoon, anyway.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, poor Phil. He was very dejected, and the worst's yet to come.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, there's not exactly going to be a stampede for it in the auction, is there?
Pass me your tin, I'll put it away.
Yeah.
Till next year, eh?
Oh, I don't know that I'll bother.
Oh, Phil.
Well done, by the way. You deserved it.
That's very generous of you.
Your cake looked beautiful, and I know it'll be delicious. I
hope Pat and Tony enjoy it.
Yes. To say I was surprised they went for it.
You never let me explain. That green colouring was all natural.
Oh, it can't have been.
Copper chlorophyllin. I bought it off the net.
But there's no naturally occurring copper in chlorophyll.
Well, it did say they take up the magnesium ion or something and add copper instead.
Well, it's not natural then, is it? The structure's been tampered with.
Phil, you hypocrite. The things you sprayed on the fields all those years and dosing up the cows.
Yes, yes, all right. Perhaps we'd better drop it.
I think we had. Tea?
Oh, yes, please.
Anyway, despite your worst fears, your cake got snapped up in the end.
Yes.
You didn't have to sit there miserably among the empty paper plates and the crumbs.
No.
It was good of Ruth to get the bidding going.
And Sophie.
Yes, Sophie too. She seemed quite set on having it, I thought.
Yes, and I thought she was going to get it.
Interesting tactic. Someone coming in right at the end with a bid.
Yeah, but I still don't understand it. Why would Jazza want my cake?
Oh, my gosh.
Sophie!
Oh, this takes me back. How many times did I turn up here and find you doing something unspeakable to a sheep?
Well, never, I hope.
Go on.
No, it's only a pre-tupping drink.
Oh, no! I don't want to know.
All right, then. I've got the time of our meeting right, haven't I? It's not till 11.
No, I know, but I dropped my mother at the hairdresser's. I thought I might as well come straight on up.
Oh, fine. If you don't mind hanging around.
Of course not. And I can give you a lift.
Oh, okay, thanks. Do you want to go in the house?
Oh, no. I'd rather be out here in the fresh air.
The attractive tang of the silage heap.
Yes. You know, I realised the other day what it is that smell reminds me of. Tapenade.
Sorry?
Well, it's olives, isn't it? Sort of sharp, but fruity.
Sophie, if you're feeling all poetical, you'd better have a word with Nigel. Perhaps he could write the blurb for his wine labels.
Lizzie said he'd got a vineyard. I can't wait to see them.
Well, I'm sure it's mutual.
You carry on. Do your drenching thing.
No, it's all right. I'm not going to get through all these. I can leave it to Bert.
If you're sure.
Yeah. So, you've recovered from the excitement of the flour and produce, have you?
Just about. Has Ben spent all that prize money yet?
Nope. Straight in his piggy bank. He's taken his certificates to school, though. Very proud.
Aww.
Hey, you had a lucky escape, you know.
Did I?
Yeah, from Dad's cake. The way you were bidding, you were dangerously near getting it.
I felt so sorry for him. And who was that lad who leapt in at the end?
Oh, Jazza. And I bet he wishes he hadn't.
Why?
Well, apparently he wolfed about half of it and all he felt was completely stuffed and rather sick.
I'm not surprised. I mean, what did he do that for?
Well, you know, he's not the sharpest billhook in the barn. I think he thought he was buying some sort of space cake.
Space cake?
You know, hash brownies.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I think he was expecting a rather different effect.
Oh, poor thing.
What? Serves him right.
No, I meant your father.
Oh.
I hope he doesn't get to hear. can't quite believe it.
No.
We've got a Rufus Williams.
Worth 20 grand.
You can see why. The brushwork's so delicate.
Mm.
It's in a completely different league from Uncle Rupert's stuff.
I suppose so.
So the big question is, what are we going to do with it?
Sorry we're late.
Morning, David.
And Sophie.
Oh, Elizabeth. Oh, you haven't changed a bit.
Oh, I think I have.
And Nigel.
Oh,
neither of you.
No, I've just got a high on forehead these days. You look amazing.
Oh, thank you. It's just so wonderful to see everyone again.
Come and sit down. No, actually, before you do, you can admire our latest find. It's just back from the restorers.
Oh, is this Uncle Rupert's picture?
Yes, except it's not Uncle Rupert's anymore. It's Rufus Williams.
Who?
He's a romantic painter with a naive style similar to Samuel Palmer.
Mm.
At least that's what the restorer said.
Right.
Rufus Williams. I think I've heard of him.
He's quite collectible, apparently.
So it's worth a bit?
20 grand.
Wow!
Fantastic!
I know. I think Nigel's in shock.
Yes. But anyway, if you don't mind, I think we'd better get on. I've got to chat to a tour group at 12.
Yeah, of course. Sorry. Is Linda not coming?
Oh, yeah, that's a point. Have you picked up anything off the answer machine, Nigel?
No.
It's not like her to be late.
Well, shall we start without her, if Nigel's short of time?
Yeah, let's kick off.
First of all, thank you so much for squeezing us in. And I promise we won't be any bother. We'll do it all ourselves. Catwalk, lights, PA, we'll bring it all in.
That's great. There's access to the ballroom round the back, so you won't have to traipse past the conference people.
And David, from what you were saying in the car, if we get a simple lighting set, you can find some people to rig and operate it.
Well, yeah, I mean, amateurs by your standards.
Well, it's a good job Linda's not here to hear you say that. They're veterans of the Christmas show.
Yeah, and they've got the scars to prove it, the way she runs the thing.
Kathy said you were in here.
Hello, Robert.
Hello. I've come to bring Lindy's apologies.
Oh, in person?
Well, I've got the old bike out. Such a lovely day, bit of exercise, two birds and all that.
So Linda won't be coming?
No, terribly sorry, she had to change her shift.
That's a shame. From what I can gather, she's a pretty formidable organiser.
Ah, but Robert is the power behind the throne.
I don't know about that.
In fact, he's the lighting supremo. Have you got half an hour? Could you stay?
Well, yeah, I'd be delighted.
I'll ring for some coffee.
So, Elizabeth's going to give me local contacts for the PA hire.
Yeah, and I'll have a word with Cathy about the buffet.
Brookfield will provide the beef, and I'll have a word with Tom and Brian, see what they can put in.
Wonderful.
But we can't be involved in any of the cooking or preparation. We've got 60 conference people to cater for already.
No, absolutely. I've got these brilliant caterers sorted. They do everything.
Good.
Well, it's all coming together. Can't wait to tell Sandra.
We'll have to tell Borsetshire Life if Sandra Rhodes is doing the commentary.
Oh, and the Felpersham Advertiser.
And the local news.
It'll be fabulous publicity for Sundar.
For all of us. Look, do you want me to sort that out?
Would you?
Well, it'll be simpler. I've got all the contacts.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, I think I might need some advice on this PA. I don't want to get the wrong thing. Do you think perhaps you and I should meet up again, David, to sort that out and any other techie things?
What, a sub-subcommittee? Yes, fine by me.
Great. Well, I think we're done.
I'm glad you don't need any more input from us. I'm afraid we're rather overstretched at the moment.
When we took all these conference bookings, we hadn't counted on hosting the wedding of the year as well.
Wouldn't this be the Pugsley Titcomb nuptials?
Who?
Our housekeeper's marrying our head gardener.
Oh, sweet! Like a Victorian novel.
More like a Hollywood miniseries. Titcomb, it turns out, have this huge family, and if they all accept and need to stay over, we're going to end up borrowing Home Farm's caravans.
Oh, that reminds me, Lizzie. Chocolate fountain?
Oh, yes, yes. I must sort the details out for Jennifer.
This must be for Alice's 18th.
Correct. Anyway, come on, Nigel. Tour group.
Gosh, yes. Look, lovely to see you again, Sophie. See you soon.
You will.
I'll give you a ring. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Right. Well, better make a move.
Yes, I ought to get back to my mother.
Anyone for the last short
break? No, not for me, thanks.
No, you go ahead.
If you insist.
I shouldn't think you'll want any lunch.
No, I think I'll be able to skip lunch today.
Typical. I rushed to get here and they're still in the Chinese bedroom.
Never mind. It gives us a minute to ourselves.
Yes.
You're right.
Me? Fine.
You don't seem very pleased about the picture.
What? Of course I am.
Really?
Yes. It's a great find. I'm just a bit bogged down in everything we've got on at the moment.
It is busy.
Don't go doing too much, Lizzie, will you?
I'm fine. I love it. The busier, the better.
I'll do the press stuff for the fashion show.
No, it's fine. We'll keep that separate, yes, from anything on the Rufus Williams.
What? Oh, yes. Yes, probably.
So where are we going to hang it? The long gallery or the hall?
I don't know. Wherever.
Nigel, what's the matter with you?
Oh, it's... Well, to be honest, I don't think Rufus's old landscape's that much better than Uncle Rupert's.
Oh, come on.
I don't. And I'm staggered to think it's worth so much more.
Well, it's great, isn't it?
We've got to insure the blessed thing, don't forget.
Oh, stop being such a misery. We'll do a special press release. And we'll have to put something in the brochures.
We've just had 50,000 printed. I'm not scrapping those.
Of course not. We'll do an insert. And we can have a special private view, invite all the press, local and national, and the critics.
They're not going to flog up from London.
How do you know? This is a really exciting discovery and a fantastic publicity opportunity. Come on, we've got to make the most of it.
You can drop me anywhere here.
Okay.
Are you sure you won't come in? Mum and Dad would love to see you.
Oh, I'd love to, David, but I shouldn't leave my mother any longer.
No. Fair enough. How is your mum?
Well, she's fine when she's got company. I've had to make endless arrangements for neighbours to pop in while I'm away.
You're going away?
To London. I've got to finalise some of the clothes for the show.
Oh. How long are you away for?
Only a couple of days. Oh. So the earliest we can have our meeting is Thursday, preferably afternoon. Is that a problem?
No. It's just that it's Josh's party after school, But as long as I get back for that...
Oh, easily. It won't take long. I was going to suggest the Black Pike. I see they've done it up.
Oh, yeah. It's really swanky now.
I'm glad they kept the name. Not everything's changed since I've been gone.
Round here, not much has changed at all.
Till Thursday, then.
Yeah. About two-ish?
Perfect.
Right. Bye, then. Thanks for the lift. And see you Thursday.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Robert?
Hello.
What's up with the bike?
The chain's broken.
Oh, no. You were going like the clappers when we passed you.
Oh, no, and then I took the bridle away. I thought I was going to beat you back.
Oh. What a pain.
I know. It's turning into that kind of day. I got another rejection in the post this morning.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
My profile didn't quite fit the criteria they were looking to match.
Whatever that means.
It means they took one look at my date of birth and binned me.
Well, if they did, that's idiotic of them. It's their loss.
That's what I've been trying to tell myself. Every time it's happened for the past 3 months.
Oh, you mustn't feel like that.
It's hard not to when no one seems to want you.
Somebody will.
Yeah? I'm not so sure. In the meantime, I'm jolly glad to have this fashion show to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, we couldn't do it without you.
Well, I was thinking on the way back, shouldn't I come to this meeting you're having with Sophie? If the key to it all is coordinating the lighting with the music.
That's very good of you, Robert, but there's really no need.
No, it's no trouble. It's not as though I've got much else on.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it'd probably be simplest if, you know, we're going to meet in the day, and it's not as if Neil would be able to get there, you know, or Mike. And so they've still got to be briefed.
Yeah, if I was there, I could pass it on to them.
Yeah. I still think probably be better if, you know, if we keep it simple. And I'll be the link person with you guys.
Really? Well, whatever.
Yeah. Thanks for the offer, though.
Ah, it's all right.
You're going to be absolutely key on the night.
Yeah? Yeah, quite.
Look, Robert, you mustn't let all this get you down. You know, I mean, go home and fire off another few applications. You know, you've got to get out there.
I don't know, David. My heart's not in it. I don't honestly think there's any point in applying for any more jobs.
Robert.
I think, like this bike, I'm only good for the scrap heap.
Come on, girls, come on.
Ed?
Oh, hi, Oliver.
Oh, morning. Hey, you're getting earlier and earlier.
I couldn't sleep. You don't mind, do you?
No, of course not. You gave me a shock, though. I wasn't sure if it was my dreams come true or the start of a nightmare.
Come again?
I thought either they'd train themselves to open the gate or I'd left it open all night and half of them be on the road.
No, it's just me.
Anyway, it's great to see you. Staying for the milking?
Yeah, if that's all right.
Well, as long as you're planning to help.
Yeah, of course. Come on, Dulcie, I'm growing a beard here.
Hello. Well, she's ready to take to you.
Yeah, so she thinks she can wag it. You're going to go through the bale all right today, eh? No messing.
Good girl. Yeah, well, she's learning, and we'll need her. Mike signed up another 3 customers over the weekend. A couple more have increased their orders, and that's another 50-odd pints a week.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Go on, go on.
How's Jazz coping?
Well, apart from one slight hitch, fine. Haven't you seen him?
Not since last week, no.
Oh. Hey, you haven't fallen out, have you?
No, no. So our business is booming,
then. Well, building, shall we say.
Great, so it's definitely a goer.
Definitely. As I always intended, there's an income there for me, the delivery man, and a full-time herdsman.
Right.
Quite a good income, if it carries on like this.
Well, a proper job with prospects.
Well, they all said it couldn't be done. We're going to prove them wrong.
Yeah, Oliver, I might not come in for a couple of days after today.
Fine, okay.
Tomorrow's, well, and, got counselling Thursday.
Yeah, how's it going? Still getting on all right with Des?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was good last week.
Uh-huh.
I really needed it.
Well, that's what he's there for.
Yeah. Look, I had a bit of a bender.
Oh, no. What, with the jazzer?
No, it wasn't his fault. I thought I could handle it.
What? Drugs?
No, that's not crack, no. At the pub.
Ah.
I thought we only had a few, and...
I see. And, what did Des have to say about that?
Well, he was good. Solid. Said I mustn't beat myself up about it.
No, you mustn't. I mean, it's still early days.
But try and work out why it happened and not get myself in situations where it could happen again.
Yeah, stay away from temptation. And Jazza, maybe.
Yeah, but how can I? I mean, he's there. The pub's there. I can't go and live in a cave,
no,
can
no,
I?
Of course you can't.
I've just got to learn how to handle it. And watch out for SIDS.
Sid? He's not going to try and lure you in, surely.
No, SIDs. Seemingly irrelevant decisions.
Huh? Oh, you mean like meeting Jazza at the pub instead of at home?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Oh, well, I think you're doing really well, Ed.
I really want to kick in.
And that's the main thing. Now, seemingly irrelevant decision. Which of these do you fancy putting through first, eh? Oh,
Dulcie, do you mind?
Well, looks like someone's decided for you.
Oh, watch your back with that churn, Clary.
Oh, Helen, that's all right.
Can't Dad do that for you?
Oh, he's on the phone and I wanted to get on.
Oh, well, I'll give you a hand.
Because you've got time.
Yeah, Kirsty's opening up. Right, let me just put my bag down.
Okay.
Right. Is Eddie busy this week?
He is a bit, yeah. Adam's taking him on cultivating on the estate. Why?
Oh, I need a couple more shelves in the stockroom. Dad says he's too busy and Tom's too important.
Oh, see.
But don't worry about it. I'll see if Kirsty and I can tackle it between us.
Oh, well, I don't know how you'd feel about it, and I can't speak for him, but Edward might do it.
Oh, hadn't thought of Ed. Oh, that's a good idea. You go first.
Okay. And he's really trying to get himself together, you know. Well, it might do him good to do something useful.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it'll do.
Okay. Oh. So, how's he doing?
Oh, well, that's nice of you to ask. It's going to be a slow business, I think.
Yeah.
Had a bit of a setback last week, but he's trying not to let that discourage him.
Well, look, give him my best. And if you want to sound him out about the shelves,
well,
then...
I'll mention it.
But he mustn't feel pressured.
No. No. I'll tell him to ring you if he's interested.
Fine, yeah. And if I haven't heard by the end of the week, I'll think again.
Well, thanks, Helen.
Right, I better go and do battle with the bypass.
Helen?
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Of course. Anything.
But it's about Joe's birthday.
When I said anything...
No. No, all it is... Well, I don't know what to do. He'd love to have all the family round him, I know. All of us together for tea. And so would I, but...
You're wondering if it'd be too much for Ed.
Yeah. You don't mind me asking, love, do you?
No, of course not. I completely understand. I don't know, Clary. If Personally, I think it might be asking a bit much. But you should talk to Ed, really. He'll tell you what he feels.
Mind the frame, Tickham!
How's it going?
Fine. I think old Rufus Williams will be very happy with his place in the Long Gallery.
So he should be.
Once it's hung, I'll knock out a press release and an insert for the brochures.
I thought I was doing that.
You've taken on this fashion show publicity.
Oh, that won't take long. You've come round to the idea of the painting, then?
I'm sorry about yesterday, Lizzie. It was silly.
What?
Nothing.
Go on, Nigel. You know you'll end up telling me eventually.
Well, just because he did it once...
What?
I can't help thinking. If Uncle Rupert painted over one canvas, why not more? What if he painted over, I don't know, a constable or a Canaletto?
Oh, Nigel, and we've...
Don't say it.
And we've sold it for a measly 150 quid. Oh, no. No, look, we can't even go there.
I know.
I don't even think about it.
I really am trying.
We mustn't. No, it didn't happen.
Good. You won't have time to think about it anyway.
Why?
Tickham's just told me Eileen's latest big idea for the wedding. Would you believe? A white carpet?
What?
She thinks red's common.
Oh.
Cup of tea for you, Edward.
And
there's cake if you want it.
No, thanks, Mum.
It's Jill Archers from the Flower and Produce. Pat gave me a bit.
No, I'll be all right.
Well, maybe later, eh? I'll have to make your granddad's cake come the weekend.
Yeah.
I'll ask him what he fancies.
I shouldn't bother. You know he'll eat anything.
And what he'd like for his birthday tea. Good, is it, your magazine?
It's not really a magazine. It's some stuff Des gave me.
Oh. Edward.
Yeah?
Your granddad's birthday.
Yeah.
Could you put that down a minute?
What?
The thing is, I think he'd like it if we was all here for tea Monday.
Yes, why not being?
No, love, all of us.
We will.
Yeah. But I know it were hard for you the other week when he were round, and I don't want nothing to upset you. But if you did think you could handle it, I think it'd mean a lot to Joe.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to say one way or the other now. Look, you just think about it. I ain't got to do nothing straight away.
Well, it's all right.
What is?
Look, I'll tell you now.
Oh, and if you're sure.
I know I let you all down last week.
You didn't.
I let myself down. And no, Grandad was fed up with me.
No, he were cross with Jazzer, that's what he were.
I've got to take responsibility, Mum.
Well, yeah,
I've got to get a grip, face up to things, people.
Yeah, lovey, but you mustn't rush yourself.
No, I know. No, it's not going to be easy. I'm not saying it is. I think I could try.
Oh, Edward.
Really, I could try.
Right, I've got eight coming for Josh's party. Is two big bags of crisps enough?
What else are they having?
Oh, the usual. Our burgers, Tom's sausages, cake.
Well, that sounds plenty then.
I don't know. Boys that age can really put it away.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi.
No, you're right. Two's enough. They can have some carrot sticks and little tomatoes and like it.
When is potty day?
Thursday. His birthday's tomorrow. But Sid and Alistair had already arranged for the boys who do quick cricket to go to Nets to see what goes on.
Oh, yeah, Robert mentioned it. He's going along too.
Robert Snow? He's nothing to do with quick cricket.
Well, I think he's at rather a loose end.
Yeah, that's true. David got that impression.
He was in here for nearly an hour this morning. Claimed he was just filling in time till the library opened.
Yeah, I think he's given up on ever finding a job again.
Is this everything? Shall I start ringing up?
Oh, hang on a moment.
Do you know something I don't?
Sorry?
Like there's going to be a world shortage of peanut butter.
This is nothing, believe me. Look, you go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah, I just want to check my list.
Okay, thanks.
Right. Oh, did you notice it's two for the price of one on cucumbers?
Oh, how unlucky is that?
Sorry?
If only I owned the Acropolis.
What?
The Taverna in West Street. All those Greek salads to make.
I take it you don't want another.
Well, there's only me. I'm going to have trouble chomping through that one.
OK, you've made your point.
Get on to the props person at Worcester Theatre Royal. They're doing The Importance of Being Earnest. They must need cucumber sandwiches by the score.
Thanks, I'll give them a ring. That's 461.
Do you want the one?
Please.
And a penny.
Thanks. There.
Thanks very much. Well, nice doing business with you.
Thank you for your custom.
My pleasure. See you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Who was he?
Just a customer.
Oh, yeah. He likes you.
Don't be ridiculous.
He does. So who is he?
Well, I don't know. We don't ask everyone to fill in a questionnaire on the door.
Maybe you should. Okay, what do you know about him? Apart from the fact that he's got a really sexy smile.
Ruth!
Well, don't pretend you haven't noticed. How long has he been coming in?
I don't know. Only the last couple of weeks, I suppose.
So you have noticed. And judging from what he bought and what he said, he's on his own.
Will you stop this?
I thought he flagged that up pretty deliberately.
He's just being friendly.
I didn't see him flirting with me.
Well, he wasn't flirting with me. Anyway, he could see you were a happily married mum.
You're not getting away with it that easily. Full update, please, young lady, next time I see you.
So, how are you doing?
Not bad.
Not bad? Sun shining, well, sort of. The river's gurgling, and you're out with the most gorgeous babe in Borsetshire.
Who's that then?
Can tell you're getting better. Ed, you are getting better, aren't you? A bit?
A bit, maybe. You heard about last week?
Jazza told me the pillock.
It wasn't his fault.
Of course it was. Taking you down the pub.
I thought I could handle it.
He didn't have to let you turn it into a session.
It wasn't his fault. It was me.
Look, whatever. You're still here. You haven't done it again.
No. Talked to Des about it.
What did he say?
Well, he always manages to turn things around.
How?
Well, he says if my worst time, like when I was at rock bottom, that's a zero, then where am I now on a scale of 1 to 10?
And where do you reckon you are?
I think 6, maybe. 7 on a good day.
Right.
And that session with Jazz, well, Des says, okay, to knock you back to a 5, what's it going to take to get you back up to 6 or 7 again?
And what is?
Stuff. And you?
Me?
Well, he likes the sound of you. You're a non-using friend, you see? This is good.
What, going for a walk?
Yeah, it fills in the time. Yeah, and a walk with you. Well, that's double points, isn't it?
Well, he sounds great.
Yeah, he is.
What else does he get you talking about?
Oh, all sorts. And why I left in the first place. What made me go. Why drink. Why crack.
Yeah.
Now, about people I thought were, well, not against me. That's Emma, her mum and dad, my dad, the Will.
You're getting on better with your dad now, at least.
Yeah.
But?
Well, I've done something stupid.
What?
It's Grandad's birthday, Monday.
So?
And Mum wants her family tea. All of us.
Oh, what, Will as well? Oh, Ed, you haven't said yes.
I said I'd try.
Why?
Well, I thought about it, and I thought I ought to try. You know, get myself back up to 6 or 7 again.
Well, I don't think this is the way to do it.
It's freaking me out, Fallon. I could feel myself getting uptight about it.
Well, that's no good.
I know, because it's not the drink I'm scared of. I can handle that.
Yeah.
I mean, last week was a one-off, but if I get back on the crack again...
Ed.
No, I don't want to. It scares me, but...
You're not ready for this birthday thing, are you?
No.
When are you seeing Des again?
Tomorrow.
Well, can it wait until then?
No, I've already called him. He was with someone, but he's going to get back to me.
Good.
I'm going to talk to him about it, but I think I know what I've got to do. Just got to find a way to tell Mum.
Right then, it's not the oil. And the same to you! I suppose you've never broken down in your flashy car.
Robert!
Lillian!
You're having trouble!
Not having. Had. The engine's completely died.
Oh, what a bore, darling. Can you call the breakdown people?
No, I'm not a member of any organisation anymore.
Well, surely this is when you need them, with an old jalopy like this.
Yeah, well, thanks for pointing that out.
Sorry. But what are you going to do then?
Was hoping to fix it. But it's beyond me, I'm afraid.
Well, I could offer to tow you back, but it's really not my style. Oh, let's just leave it, darling. Sort it out in the morning. Come on, jump in with me. Leave all your troubles behind.
Oh, it's really good of you, Clary. I am coming straight from work.
I don't mind.
Oh, I am grateful. I mean, it were only after I'd given Frieda tonight off, this WI outing booked in.
No, it's all right.
I did ask her if she could change it, but oh no, she got something special on.
I don't say night, Frieda. I thought half the time you had to remind her even to have her night off.
Yeah, I do. She's been invited over Eileen Pugsley's to have a look at her trousseau.
Oh!
So she weren't about to miss out on that.
No. Hey, Colin Kennedy's had his invitation ages ago.
He ain't going to the wedding.
Yeah. He's a big mate of Titcomb's, apparently. And Neville Booth.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, I knew Higgs is going, and Bert and Frieda, of course.
And Fletcher's.
Derek Fletcher?
Yeah.
Oh, how does he know Titcomb?
They bonded over pampas grass.
Hey,
it's all through the gardening club at Lakey Green.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was wondering what the connection was. Oh, I never knew Titcomb had so many friends.
I've got a weary traveller here, Jolene.
I'll go and get started in the kitchen.
So, hello. Hello, Lillian. Oh, Robert.
Good evening.
I found him stranded by the side of the road. He needs a pickup truck, really, but pick me up will do him even more good.
Oh, what's it to be then? Come to J&T's House 11.
You know me so well.
And what's Robert having? No, only joking. Two J&T's it is. Has your car broken down then? Your new one?
My new old one, you mean?
You got a warranty from where you got it from?
I got it through a small ad, unfortunately. I thought it was a good price.
Right, there you are, Robert.
Oh, thanks, Julie.
Things look better when you get that down, yeah?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh. Mm. With things going in threes, I had hoped my run of bad luck was over.
Well, what's been going wrong for you, then?
Bad news in the post on Monday.
Oh, dear.
And then the chain broke on my bike.
Oh, no.
And yesterday I noticed we'd lost some tiles off the roof. And now the car looks like the start of another lot.
Do you mind, darling? You're making me quite depressed.
Hey, if you want someone for your roof, Sid knows a good bloke.
It's not that big a job. I should be able to tackle it myself.
You want to be careful. You could find a tumble of a ladder and a spelling plaster coming up next week.
I'll be fine.
Up to you, darling. Oh, pop me another in there, Jolene. There's a love and I'll settle up.
Right you are.
Oh, I need a little word. Don't look like that, darling. You're going to like it for once.
Shall I do the salad on these patties, Clary?
Oh, please, Fallon, yeah. Could you watch the toast?
Yes, sure. Have you seen her tonight?
No, love, I ain't been home.
Oh. I saw him this afternoon, we went for a walk.
Oh, you are a good friend to him.
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yes, you are. How'd he seem to you?
Well, he's finding it tough, I think.
Yeah, I know, but he's doing ever so well, considering.
Well, yeah, he is. But he's got a long way to go. He can't rush it.
No. Now, look, Fallon, look, I can't ask him this. I don't know if he said it to you, but what I can't understand... The drink, I can sort of understand. But crack? How in heaven did he get mixed up with that?
I know, it does seem...
I mean, I always thought that he had... Well, you know, he knew where to draw the line.
Well, I don't think there is a line when you're that low. Well, he was on the streets with nothing.
He got no one. He felt like everyone he'd ever cared about was against him.
Oh.
I think it was just easier to take something quick to blot everything out and make it all disappear.
Oh, Fallon.
And once you've started... If anyone had said 6 months ago, he'd end up smoking crack in Oliver's house.
But he did.
Yeah, but when is it?
Oh, I forget the exact date, darling. Next month sometime, but it's midweek.
Yeah, but when, Lily, and when? Yeah, we got our regulars to think of. The bowls club, darts, matches, quiz night.
It's all right. I checked the book when Mum first asked me. There was nothing else going on.
Yeah. Plus, Tom wants some special sausage night.
I'm telling you, I checked.
Well, yeah, it's a pity you didn't think to write it in. You know, there's new stuff coming in all the time.
For heaven's sake, Jolene, you make this place sound like Carnegie Hall. If only.
Excuse me, coming through.
Yeah, sorry, love.
I'll get rid of these, then I'll clear some glasses.
Yeah, thanks, sweetheart.
Two pâtés. Two pâtés, anyone?
Well, I thought you'd be flattered to host the harvest supper upstairs.
Yeah, not if it puts us under pressure, don't you?
We're hardly going to be rowdy, darling. All the food's coming prepared, a cold buffet, and they'll be buying drinks. What's the pressure in that?
You've been letting these build up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Me and Lillian were having a little chat.
Yeah, well, look, I'll confirm the date with Mum, and I'll call you in the morning. Must shoot. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, what's she done now?
Oh, only given away upstairs one night for the harvest supper.
Not when there's a band.
No, it's midweek sometime.
Well, that's all right then.
No, it's not all right. Sid's word in her ear obviously went in one side and out the other.
Hiya, Mum.
Oh, hello, love. Where is everyone?
Oh, they've gone down the field. Dad wanted to sort the shed out.
Right, didn't you want to go too?
No, I wanted to see you.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, you can leave that if you want.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Oh.
Want a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, that's better.
Busy, was it?
Never stopped.
Mum?
What, love?
Grandad's birthday, with Will. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Oh, right.
I never should have said I'd try. It's just... I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I hate letting you down.
No, you're not.
But I daren't, Mum. I'm so scared of slipping back again.
Well, of course you are, Edward. Of course.
I'm sorry.
No, darling, no, it's my fault. I never should have asked you in the first place.
No, you were fair enough.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't thinking of... I don't think I've really appreciated, well, still can't really, what you went through, what it's like for you trying to give it up. See, I've never known nothing like that myself.
No.
So never mind, nobody else, you've got to do what's best for you.
Oh, thanks, Mum. Oh, that's great.
Oh, sweetheart, you've really been suffering about it, haven't you?
Well, I knew as soon as I said... Well, I knew I was stressing, so I called Des. He was quite pleased with me.
Oh, was he?
He said I should be proud of myself for seeing it coming. Like,
so you should be. Oh, darling, come here. Now, look, I ain't said nothing to Joe, so he won't know no different.
Oh, good.
And William and Georgie can see him Sunday as usual, and it'll be just be us four for his actual birthday.
Oh, thanks.
I tell you what we'll do. Instead of sticking in here, we'll go down the bowl, have our tea in the restaurant. How about that?
Can we afford it?
Of course we can. Well, would that be all right?
Yeah, great.
Then you can see Fallon too. You won't be stuck with just us oldies.
Oh, you're the best, Mum.
Ah.
Seriously, you are.
Did we have to do this today?
What's wrong with today?
I haven't done the carves yet. I'll check the website, and I've got loads to do for Josh's party.
Really? Like what? No food to make, just slap the burgers on the barbie.
I hope you're doing that.
I am. Mind that. Bit of gutter coming.
Okay. But there's still the party bags to make up, and I've got to clean the kitchen.
What, before? After, maybe?
No, David, before. I don't want anyone getting food poisoning.
Don't be daft.
I'm not!
Okay, look, I'll do the calves.
It would have to be today, this meeting.
Well, Sophie's got a lot on.
So have you.
And her mum's very up and down. Depends when she can find someone to be with her.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I'd have thought you'd understand that.
I do. Ben will be having his lunch soon. I hope he's all right.
I thought he was better this morning when you left him.
He was still clinging to the teacher.
Last week you were moaning he was hardly ever there. Now you're fretting because he's there all day.
It's called being a mother, David. I might phone the school and check.
You had a chance to talk to Sam yet?
What about?
What I was saying about a more integrated grazing plan with the ewes.
No, sorry, I forgot.
Well, one of us had better. Need to get more lambs up to Hassett Hill spec.
How long have we been saying that?
Well, if we manage the grassland better, we could do it. Trouble is, Sam's mainly interested in the dairy herd.
Well, that's his job.
Yeah, of course it is. That's why it's up to us to make sure the sheep are properly catered for.
Okay, I'll mention it.
It makes sense. We are a mixed farm.
Oh, you do still count yourself as a farmer then? Not an events organiser?
Sorry?
All this time you're spending at meetings.
Ruth, this fashion show is a complete one-off.
Yeah, yeah, so you keep saying. Look, can I go? You don't really need me anymore, do you?
Okay, I give up.
Oh, hello again.
You've moved things round,
Well, it saves on a gym subscription. What are you looking for?
Pasta.
Right behind you.
What? Oh, you did that on purpose.
Yes, just to confuse you. This is early for you. You normally rush in just before we close.
Keeping tabs, are you?
No, not really.
It's okay. I'm flattered. I'm Ross.
Helen.
Hi. Helen. Oh, sorry, you want the full life story?
No, no.
Well, very sensible. There's a load of teen angst we can skip over for a start. My years as a goth, all the usual rite of passage stuff.
Sounds fascinating.
Well, you see, that's the trouble when you have a nice, normal, middle-class family. You've got to rebel in all the most obvious ways.
Well, I'm sure you were very inventive.
Yeah, a happy childhood. It's a real curse.
Maybe. You turned out all right in the end, though.
Oh, God, yes. Respectable through and through. I bore myself to tears sometimes.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter on the Echo.
Oh, right. Ross Kirby.
Yeah. I keep trying to get them to introduce a byline pick, but that's a bit 21st century for Borchester.
Ah, so you're quiet today because press day was yesterday.
You're in training for MI5.
Well, I've put in enough ads to know.
I'm surprised you need to advertise. This must be a booming little business.
Not bad.
Is it yours?
Well, with my parents. They farm. In Ambridge.
Oh. Don't talk to me about Ambridge. This week's paper, we'd agreed to do a local focus about their flower and produce show. Have you seen it?
Well, not yet, no. Ah.
You know him. Not your boyfriend?
No.
Who then?
Well, I'm afraid it was my brother.
Okay. Sorry. But he's still a Pratt.
I know. I've told him often enough.
I'd never have had him down as your brother.
Well, people say we're quite alike.
You're not. You're obviously the looker of the family.
Now, I'll have to watch the time.
Yes, you did warn me.
Sorry, it's just that it's...
It's Josh's party, I know.
Yeah. So, this PA system.
Right. Well, this is what I've booked.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth said they've used this sort of rig before in the ballroom. It's the right ampage or wattage or whatever.
Oh, yeah. No, that looks great.
I saw the choreographer down in London. I've worked with her before. So we chatted through the clothes, the changes, which model's wearing what.
Uh-huh.
It's all on here. And the music and lighting cues. And copies for everyone.
Wow, this is very thorough. You wouldn't like to hang around and do the Christmas show, would you?
Well, from what I've heard, I think I'll pass. This is a rough draft of Zandra's script. Mm-hmm. She'll probably tweak it a bit on the night, but the order of the clothes won't change.
You are so organised.
Oh, and by the way, as a thank you to all the sponsors, I'm having a little drinks due next week.
Oh, that's very good of you.
Grey Gables on Tuesday.
Ah, the site of your big breakthrough.
Sorry?
Well, isn't that where the fashion scout first spotted your stuff?
You have got a good memory.
Well, I'm not likely to forget, am I? You used me as a tryout for some of your menswear.
I made you that gorgeous unstructured jacket.
Ah, that's not what people called it when you made me wear it to the young farmers.
You never said. Oh, what's happened to that jacket?
Ah.
Have you still got it?
You don't want to know.
I suppose you wear it for mucking out the cow shed.
No, it went on the guy, Bonfire Not Circa 1960.
David! We could have sold that as vintage on eBay.
What, we could have had our own Rufus Williams?
The V&A probably have bought it like a shot.
How typical is that? I always knew I'd never get rich.
Ah. You're rich in everything that matters, though.
Yeah.
I don't care if this is British charcoal from renewable coppices. I'm telling David, next year we're getting a gas barbecue.
Ow!
Hey, hey, watch what you're doing.
I'm fed up with this.
Yeah, I'll give us some matches.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
It's not like you to get so hot and bothered.
I wouldn't be if David was here. He's supposed to be doing this.
Where has he gone?
A meeting in Borchester. It was the only time Sophie could do it, apparently.
Sophie is ex-Sophie.
Who else?
Gosh, she's still around.
She's not just around. She's organising some fashion show that David seems to have got roped into.
Not as a model.
No, stupid. He's in charge of all the tech stuff.
Yeah, that's a bit of an imposition, isn't it?
He seemed to be really up for it.
No, I mean on you. Yeah, I think you're being pretty damn good about it all.
What else can I do?
I can't see Kirsty putting up with it if Fliss suddenly turned up and started wanting me to do stuff with her.
No, but I think this is
I'm sorry. It's none of my business.
No, it's okay.
There you go. Barbecue's going now anyway.
Thanks.
Mum, where's Dad?
He won't be long.
Well, you said he'd be here.
That's what he told me.
Well, where is he?
Hey, why don't you go and look out for your friends, Josh? They'll be here soon, won't they?
Someone's got to put up the gold.
I'll do that.
Sam?
Nah, it's okay. The cows can wait.
Do like Sam says, Joshy. Go and look out for everyone. Honestly, David's going to be on this barbecue if he's much later.
Oh, this is what happens when you let a lovely woman ply you with wine.
Ply? One tiny glass.
Your sense of time takes a holiday.
You didn't always used to be so keen to get away from me. Quite the reverse.
I'm not keen now.
I'm sorry about all that, David.
Soph.
I suppose I was just very young, inexperienced. Well, oh, let's be honest, inhibited.
You don't have to explain.
Must have been very frustrating for you. You were wonderful about it. Still, my loss, eh?
Could have been a disaster. Might have been horribly disappointed.
I don't think so, somehow. Anyway, you must go to your party. And you have a nice birthday, too.
Thanks.
What's Ruth got planned?
Oh, we're going out to eat, just the two of us.
Oh, lovely. Anyway, I'll see you on Tuesday at the drinks.
Sure, and I'll tell Ruth.
Yes, you make sure she comes. Mm. You work far too hard, the pair of you.
Tell that to Defra.
Your face totally changes when you're relaxed.
Does it?
All those worry lines disappear.
Really?
See you next week.
Yeah.
And happy birthday.
You're useless. Luckily for us.
Oh, dear. There go your lupins.
Good job we've already had the flour and produce.
I don't know why Sam wanted you on his team.
Oh!
Hey, throw in Jamie.
Then, Jamie, here. Tyler, to me. Me. Here.
Here, go on, pass it to Jamie.
Shoot.
Go on.
Go on, Jamie.
Yeah. Go on, yeah.
Yeah.
Shot, Jamie. Yeah, nice one.
Do you think they'd notice if we just faded away?
You had enough?
I'd had enough before we started.
Okay, goal kick. Mum, move.
Oh.
Get in position.
Oi, Josh, don't speak to your mum like that. Even if it is your birthday.
I'm going anyway. I'm going to start cooking.
Yeah, me too.
Sam, you're not going.
Hey, I've got a milking to do, mate.
Oh.
Why don't you cool down a bit and have a drink?
No.
Hey, go in the treehouse then.
Yeah, that would be good. Okay, Tyler, no. I go first.
Sorry.
Oh, look who it is. David Archer, late of Brookfield Farm.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, I'll just go.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for everything.
Yeah, I'll take over now. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no problem at all. Milken's only half an hour behind, thanks to you.
I've said I'm sorry.
So am I, David. Did we or did we not have this conversation? Your son's birthday party?
I know.
You can't even be bothered to turn up.
I'm here.
Late.
I left on time. I left Borchester exactly when I planned.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got stuck behind Adam by the barn conversion.
I don't believe you. I bet you were running late anyway.
I was not.
No? Because it can take longer than you think, can't they? These little ambles down memory lane.
We were talking about the fashion show. For goodness sake, do you want to see the notes?
And you reek of wine.
Oh, so what? So tell the fun police.
Oh, it was fun, was it? And I thought it was just business.
Oh, I give up. One small drink for my birthday.
Oh, she remembered your birthday. How touching.
Ruth.
This is your son's birthday, and that's all I'm bothered about for now.
Ruth?
I'm going to fetch the burgers, and if it's not too much trouble, maybe you could cook them. Don't worry, the barbecue's all lit. Don't you worry about a thing. As long as you've had your fun, that's all right.
Oh, come on. If you'd stop squirming about, this would be a lot easier for both of us. Oliver?
Oh, Ed.
Oh, yes?
How long have you been there?
Got on with that.
Thanks, but there's no need. Come on, Dulcie. You know the score. Oh, come on. A bit of utter wipe. It's not like you're going to be milked.
Not like that.
I'm sorry.
You got to talk to her quieter. Go a bit gentler.
You know, do you?
Yeah, we had a bit of trouble with her last week. Hey, Dulcie.
Hey, yeah. You got to get used to being handled, you know?
Ah, you're a good girl, really, aren't you? You can do it. Yeah, have another go. Yeah, see, Dulcie, it's not so bad, is it? No. That must be a while since you've done milking.
Oh, not really. I helped Tony out when his back was bad.
That was back in winter, though.
March time, I think.
We haven't done it every day since...
Oh, well, no, not since I left Brookfield.
Okay, Dulcie, you'll be out in a minute. That's the years.
Yeah, but you never forget, do you? It's like riding a bike.
Yeah, I guess so.
Though, I suppose, to be fair, I was more concentrated on the pigs even then.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to get them done today.
What, your pigs?
Promised Adam I'll be at Home Farm as soon as I can. He's got all this cultivation work on the estate.
Oh, yeah, Dad's been doing some of that.
It's all hands to the pump. And David's harassing me. He's got some notes to pass on about this fashion show I got roped into.
That doesn't sound like your sort of thing.
Well, I'm only doing the sound. But he seems to be making a right performance of it. Oh, come on, haven't you finished yet? Hollow legs, is it?
Well, I've said I could finish off the air for you. Oliver wouldn't mind.
Maybe not, but if you don't mind, Ed, he's paying me for the job. I'd rather finish it.
Okay. You don't mind if I stick around, do you? Well, just till you're finished, then I'll push off.
I don't know. What else have to give you, Adam?
You've done me enough sandwiches, Mum. That'll be plenty.
Oh, there's some cold sausages.
Oh, not sausages, please. I've had enough with Tom going on and on about his successful ambush of the flour and produce.
Well, if the photos in the Echo are anything to go by. Did he mention he's sponsoring some club nights at Borchester College?
And the uni, I know. Mm-hmm. You want to be careful. If we don't watch out, it'll be hovering over Alice's party in a hot air balloon.
Oh, hope not.
Hello, is this Party Central?
Hiya.
Oh, Elizabeth, come in.
Thanks.
Actually, leave the door.
Oh, Oh, okay.
Sorry to be rude, but I ought to get on.
Now, no pressure, but David wouldn't forgive me if I let the opportunity pass without reminding you about their barley.
Oh, he hasn't been moaning to you about it. I made a start yesterday.
Oh, well, ignore me. I'm out of date then.
I'm doing the best I can. See you later, Mum.
Bye, darling.
Bye. Oh, dear. I think I said the wrong thing.
Don't worry about it. Things are a bit tense all round. Have a seat. You got time for a coffee?
Oh, yes, please. Have you, in the middle of all your party planning?
Oh, just about.
Now, I've brought the stuff on where you can hire potted plants. And these are the best people for balloons and party favours.
Oh, yeah.
And a chocolate fountain. Now, you've got...
Yeah, that's booked. Thanks. And, thank you so much for putting me onto that magician.
Do you think he'll do?
Yes, he's going to do card tricks and illusions and go around the tables when people are eating. Just can't keep up. As soon as I think I'm on top of things, Alice adds something else into the equation.
I'm sure it's going to be lovely.
Her latest is that she actually needs two dresses. One for tea with the wrinklies.
Do you mind? I'm coming to that.
And another for the full length and fabulous bit.
Oh, and she's got a point, I suppose.
Oh, try telling that to Brian. The way he's going on, it's on a par with the kind of extravagance that caused the fall of the Roman Empire.
Still, if it means you get two dresses out of it too.
I'd be happy if I could find one that I liked.
Oh, no luck. I thought you'd been to Birmingham.
Yeah, I saw loads of things, and of course she looks gorgeous and everything. Not that she's going to make her mind up till the day before, if I know her, but me, I don't know.
Have you thought about Sophie's stuff?
Oh, I don't want to leave it till the fashion show. I want it sorted out before then.
Well, have a look at her website. If you see something you like, she could probably arrange to have it sent up for you to try.
Oh, do you think she would?
Yeah, I don't see why not. She's very switched on these days.
Sophie is?
You'd be surprised.
Oh, thanks. That's a good thought. Oh, I'm exhausted with it all. I don't know how you do this for a job.
Well, it's not so bad when you don't know the people involved. You can be more objective. It's when you do, it can turn into a nightmare.
But you're not having trouble with Sophie?
No, she's a dream. It's Mrs. Pugsley who's giving us the runaround.
The wedding? Oh, do tell.
Would you believe a white carpet?
Oh, in October, out here?
Mm-hmm. She can't see the problem.
What?
Then there's the mirrored squares on the tables, the tea lights in front of every place setting. Oh, and the feathers in the glasses dyed to match the flowers.
You're not serious. Where on earth does she get these ideas from?
She watches every single makeover show on TV, and she's always got her nose in some celebrity magazine.
Oh, I see. Dear, I feel I've been rather hard on Alice. She's no trouble in comparison.
No, you're getting off very lightly.
Still, there is one consolation.
Oh, remind me.
You're Rufus Williams. What an amazing discovery.
Yes.
Hey, good old Uncle Rupert. You and Nigel must be thrilled.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ed? Ed?
Yeah?
Can I have a word?
Hang on.
Made a great job of this field.
Yeah, well, grass always looks better for topping, doesn't it?
Well, I should have got round to it a fortnight ago.
Yeah, you slacker.
It's a pathetic excuse, I know, but they don't seem to be the hours in the day, so thanks for offering.
Oh, no problem. Well, what's up?
Oh, nothing, only I've got to go into Borchester.
Oh, right. Well, is there anything you want to...
No, just letting you know. Mike will be over in a bit to do the milking. Well, unless you want to take the cows in for him.
Yeah, sure.
Well, he'll be grateful. Look, Ed, I'd like to give you something for doing this, but,
You don't want it to go the same way as what you gave me last week?
Well, I don't think you do either, do you?
No. But don't worry. Ellen gave me some cash for putting up the shelves at the shop, and I went straight into the bank.
Ah, splendid.
Anything you give me, it'll do the same. Well, after I've bought Grandad's birthday present, of course.
Excellent. Is that, one of, Des's suggestions?
Well, we sort of worked it out together.
Even
really.
Better. And you had another good session with him?
Yeah.
So last week was just a blip, you see?
Yeah, I hope so.
Onwards and upwards.
Well, this week's been a bit... Yeah. No, I feel okay. I'm not so panicky.
Well, that's real progress.
You know, I think I'm getting there. With, well,
like sorting stuff out of my head. Not letting myself get to the point where I'm stressing, so I might... you know.
Right. Well, good for you.
I saw Neil this morning. I came over when he was milking.
Oh, did you? He didn't say.
Ah, well, he wouldn't, would he?
And you found that all right, did you? You know, seeing him?
Yeah. Well, Des says I've just got to work on clearing all that old stuff out of my head. Not get stuck on what happened in the past. Because people are always going to be there, aren't they?
Exactly.
It's just going to be harder with some people than others, that's all. Anyway, I'd like to psych myself up for it, sir. That wasn't so bad. Except...
What?
I don't like how he is around the cows.
Huh? How do you mean? I mean, they're milking, all right?
All right, it may be, but... He's a pig man. He's not a herdsman.
Mm-hmm.
He rushes them. He's rough with them. Well, he's not rough, but he's not... I don't think he cleans the udders well enough.
Oh, I see. Well, that's very interesting. You see, the problem is, Ed, I need Neil. Or rather, I need someone.
Yeah, I know.
I tried doing it all myself, but... Nearly found myself divorced before I'd had my honeymoon. And Caroline away next month, and, well, before that, I've got Mike off on this milk hygiene course. Well, that's 2 days next week he's out of the picture, and...
Yeah, I know.
And for the moment, I know it's not perfect, and it feels a bit like a patch job, but... Well, until a more long-term solution presents itself, we're all stuck with it, I'm afraid.
You sure you don't mind staying on, Neil?
Oh, it's a shame to leave the one field. If I take the power harrows over now, you can get on and drill tomorrow.
Great. If I could just get David off my
back. I've done you a flask at... sorry to interrupt.
Afternoon.
Neil's just going to finish off at Brookfield for me, Mum.
Oh, good. Would you like some tea as well, Neil?
Oh, well, if it's no trouble...
No, not at all. And some pistachio roulade, perhaps?
You're supposed to say, not the same prize-winning pistachio roulade recipe from the Flower and Produce Show.
Oh, right, sorry. Yes, I'll give it a go, thanks.
Oh, good. Wait me a moment.
I'll get the tractor topped up with diesel, then.
OK.
Adam.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Ian. Excuse me, won't you?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Shouldn't you be at work?
Yeah, I'm on my way. How are you doing?
I'm surprised to see you.
Yeah, well, I've just had a nice surprise myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a call from Mads.
Oh, at last.
Yeah, the poor girl's been run off her feet, everybody wanting a piece of her. She was even in the office last weekend, all that time I was calling.
I see.
Yeah, but the good news is, she's coming up on Sunday.
All right. Is that all she said? Did you talk to her about...
Oh, no. I mean, she couldn't talk for long. She had to go. She had a meeting.
Right.
So, well, I just wanted to warn you. You will be around, won't you?
I'll try.
None of your usual working from dawn till dusk?
No, I've got cricket, but... I was hoping you and I could have some time together anyway.
Yeah, we will. We can all sit down together and have a full and frank discussion, eh?
Sure.
I just thought you'd want to know.
Yeah, thanks. Well, it's good that she's resurfaced.
Yeah. Well, see you later.
See
you. Oh, has Neil disappeared too?
Oh, filling up with diesel.
And what was Ian doing here at this time?
I suppose he wanted to tell me in person.
Tell you what?
The wonderful Mads has finally been in touch.
Oh? So why hadn't she run?
Been busy, apparently.
Well, that's what you thought.
Too busy to pick up the phone or even send a text? He's left her loads of messages.
Well, I don't know.
No. No, I don't like it. Something's not right.